I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, sometimes you just know a Friday is going to be all right. Another day, yep, sometimes. Sometimes it's like, wow, everything's going pretty smoothly. And other days you're like, holy crap, my Uber driver's taking me to Pacifica. What is happening?
Did that happen to you?
No. It happened to Yuzette this morning.
Oh.
Yuzi, you got to tell Vinny.
I don't know.
Just
you
do
tell
it.
Him.
All right, I'm going to tell him.
I actually feel like if I tell it again, I'm still a little shaky.
She comes in. She didn't get here till, 20 after 5?
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. So she texted me this morning at like 4:20 or something and said, my Uber driver is 20 minutes out. She's like, I'm going to be late.
Because I had a few drinks yesterday and left my car here.
Ah.
So she had to take a ride.
Got it.
Yeah.
So normally when you call for an Uber, like,
it's like
it 10
minutes.
Fast?
Yeah. So I called Uber at 10 minutes to 4. And then it said, the first driver canceled.
Oh.
And so the next driver was like in Redwood City, like downtown Redwood City. And it said 25 minutes.
Okay.
Jesus, that should only be 5 minutes away.
A little more than that.
Yeah. But still.
Because you're off. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, deep down
Redwood
Shores.
Yeah. I mean, it's the other side, actually.
Yeah,
so
right.
I can see that.
It's still Redwood City proper.
In fact, it probably says 25 minutes, but that's if you drive the speed limit and whatever.
Well, the dude did.
I can cross that probably in half that.
He didn't know where he was right. going either. So she gets in the car and she starts, doing work on her phone. So she's not looking out the window.
Right.
She looks up. She's on El Camino somewhere.
And all right, she's like, that's still not wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. 101's right there. Why are you driving to El Camino?
She goes, you got to go get on 101. What are you doing? And I guess the guy's like talking to himself.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you need to flip a U-turn right now.
And he has the radio up really loud. I ask him to turn it down. He does at first.
And he turns it back up. So she has to tell him again. So then he misses the exit onto the highway, and she's like, just get on 92. And he's like, east or west? She's like, to the highway.
Wait, even before that, Vinny, so we're on 92. I ask him to make a U-turn to get back on 101. He doesn't do it. He keeps going forward. I say, okay, fine, let's take Hillsdale, and we'll get on 101 northbound there. He doesn't do that. And then he pulls into a dark parking lot, and I got scared.
Yeah.
Like, I rolled my, I thought, am I going to have to jump out the window? Like, I rolled my window down. I started sweating.
This was this morning.
Yeah, and I yelled at him. I go, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, because that dark parking lot scared me.
And what was he doing?
He was talking to himself.
The dude was befuddled.
And then I say, okay, get back on El Camino. We'll get on 92. He says, east or west? I say, east, let's take 92 east. We'll get back on 101 there. He takes west.
92 west.
And I'm like, what is happening right now? And so I go, fine, we'll just take 280. And so then he almost goes Half Moon Bay. So then he gets back over and we get on.
For downtown San Francisco.
Downtown San Francisco. He then says, should we go to Pacifica? And I'm, no, downtown San Francisco, downtown San Francisco. And he's speeding up, he's slowing down, he's having a hard time staying between the lines.
Oh, do you think he was drinking?
I honestly don't. I don't think he was drunk.
Do you think he was falling asleep?
I don't know what was happening. I was just so scared, and I'm texting John, and I'm like taking a picture of this guy's, license plate. If anything happens to me, this is the person. And so
finally she makes it here. It takes her so long to get here.
So and you stayed in his car and he took you here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought about where can I have him, like where is there a gas station like he could possibly drop me off? Like something needs to happen here.
So and then he like hopped a curb down
here.
Yeah,
and then he was taken here and he almost ran into the curb where you turn on Broadway. he almost went into the
She comes thing. In. She's sweating. Her hands are shaking.
My knees are like buckling.
It was just so crazy. It's just like the most, it's the nuttiest morning.
People of the night. I mean, that's, as you're telling the story, I'm like, okay, so it doesn't sound like he's a criminal, but it sounds like if he's out in the middle of the night and that's his work time.
Day. Yeah.
Work day. Maybe it's just the chalk. I don't know. Did you get it? So you have his name. You're going to report him, right?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You should 100%
report
him. And
I want my money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
All $40 of it.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
tip
not.
Or no tip?
No tip.
Here's my tip.
Yeah.
Oh,
by
wow.
the way, we don't have any cameras today. Vaughn's
Cameron,
off today.
Vaughn,
turn
what?
The, get the lights.
We have no Vaughn today. We have no Soleil today.
Can we turn our lights
No, not the so all just, the lights, Vinny. I need the ones
on
the...
Is it makeout time?
It's not makeout time. The one on the far right. The far right. There you go. I just don't like the fluorescents. They're so glaring.
Yeah.
That's so much nicer.
But Village is here, everyone.
Yes, Village made it in last night.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
We've had a nice time so far.
What happened?
Nothing. He got there, had a bowl of chili with us. And then I was like, all right, I got to go to bed. I'll see you. I go, if you want to come to work, be at my house, be up and ready to go at 4:35 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And he was, I see.
And he was.
Well, don't worry. I gave him a little express ride.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. How could I have even forgotten about that?
Village, come over here. Come over here.
She is feeling that.
Stand up. Stand up and walk over here. How was the dance Yuzek gave you?
Very enjoyable.
What did she do exactly?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I think that was a private moment
it
between friends.
It was a little
friends.
Lap dance, but it should have been posted. That's well, a visual. That's
a fail
not a story
on
tell,
all of our
tell.
Parts because no one had a camera out. You're a lucky girl this morning. See, Yuzi, you're lucky. Everything.
Yay.
You know, who knows what could have happened to you in the Uber? You're lucky. You made it here. Who knows who could have videotaped
shake
that?
It off.
Yeah, you were shaking it off, all right. Woo! You should tell us how you learned how to do all those moves.
I gave him a front end and a back end dance.
Yeah, she back.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. The full.
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, that's too bad, Vinny.
You should do it again so
Vinny
can
see
it.
It's more than I've ever done for you. Although,
it was quite
on
a bit.
Separate occasions, I've done stuff to you like that.
But that was like an all-at-once thing. Like,
it happened.
Like, I actually.
In succession.
Village was actually reaching for his wallet when it was over. I don't know what he was. I'm like,
I
what's happening?
You $5.
I was like, I'll pay that. That's cheap. I'll take one of those. You want to give me one of those? I could use it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of want to.
Well,
don't
worry. I won't miss the posting moment.
Yeah.
Oh, there will be no camera.
Yeah, you're going to have to surprise me with it because you don't want that on tape.
Why not?
I don't know. You know, can't we do anything without taping it and putting it up somewhere? Can't we just have our lives? And-
well, yeah, we could miss certain, you know, hey, everyone, it's muffin day. Let's make a post. We can miss those. We can't miss lap dances.
Yeah.
That's what the people want.
Mm. You can't always give the people what they want. Sorry, the people. But, you know, some things happen between friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially long-lost friends.
Oh, look it. So cute. Village is like one of... Every time I look at him, I just smile. He's like my favorite person.
He's actually getting cuter, and I don't know if it's because I like older men, but...
Yeah.
You should have seen him, though, when he was like 18.
When I was
in high school, Village was hot. Yeah. He had, like, long, like, light blonde, you know, like, not blonde, but, like, light brown, like, sort of golden hair. It looked like she'd have been in California. Wow. Hey, Sarah. You going to Mr. Crow's art class today? Were you a senior when I was, like, a freshman or a senior when I was a sophomore or something? You're a couple years older than me.
You're not the same year?
Oh. He's a couple years older.
She was a sophomore.
Oh, she was a sophomore when you were a senior?
Yeah, but I think I met you when I was...
Well, I knew you because I was friends with your sister, Denise. His sister, Denise, was in my same class. And when we were little, we were pretty good friends. We had, like, sleepovers.
I didn't know that.
Well, fifth, sixth grade. I came to your house a couple times for sleepovers and stuff. Yeah.
Didn't even know you.
She's like, my older brothers are going to be here. I'm like, oh, what do they sound like? She goes, they sound like this. I sound like this because I'm a girl, but they sound like this. I knew you, you know, the Villa brothers. He's got another brother, too. They look exactly alike.
Oh, is that why you call him Village?
No, because his last name's Villa, so we just always called him Village.
Just
I guess.
That's just random?
No, it was just my nickname. Dad had a Village painter's company.
Oh.
Remember? Delacco worked for him.
Yeah, I don't know. This is all people I know from back. Not everybody knows these people, Village. Know, you know, we have to remember.
Well, that's where Village came from.
Oh, Village was because of your dad. I just thought we just always called you Village.
So it came from what? I didn't get it.
His dad's painting company.
The Village Painters.
The Village Painters. Oh, okay.
And my buddy worked for him, and so for whatever reason. Plus, the name's Villa, you know?
Yeah, Villa, Village. Yeah.
Villa, it's pretty close.
It is pretty close. That's a good point. So we are going up to Bottle Rock today.
I heard.
Don't, no.
What?
Is it going to be a rain thing?
No, it's going to be a traffic thing.
Oh.
I heard bad things about traffic today and obviously on the other side of Memorial Day weekend as
well,
people head out.
Not surprising.
You know, I would think today would be okay, but apparently today is going to be a doozy.
Well,
now,
it's
maybe,
the getaway day. You
yeah,
know?
That's it. So
last year, you know, they always do it on Memorial Day. We went up. The traffic was thick, but it wasn't. It took us, you know, an hour or so to get up there. And so it was. I'm hoping it'll be like, and who cares anyway? The party will start in the car. So we're going to get an Uber. We're not really going to party on the way up there. We're grown-ups. Grown-ups don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
No, they no, they don't. Kids, when you grow up, you won't even want to. You'll be like,
What are you talking about?
That's for kids.
That's totally your thing.
Shh, shh,
duh.
Shh,
like people don't know.
Yeah, so we're Ubering up so that we don't have a car up there. And Hooman's actually going to drive and try and find parking.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, a lot of people sell their front yards for $20 a car, which is, you know, that's pretty good. I bet you there's some real money to be made.
Probably going to be some surge pricing going on, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Be prepared.
Right. Get up there close. I would love to. Oh, you mean for Uber?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fully prepared to.
Whatever. It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Just not to have a car, it is totally worth it. Plus, whatever you'd pay for parking.
Right.
Now that I think about it, if I go tomorrow, is it worth just parking, I don't know, in a city or two before?
And taking an Uber.
Sonoma or something?
Yeah, it is probably worth it.
Wow,
that's actually an interesting idea.
Huh.
You know, the problem with Ubering when you go to a big show like that is you're fine getting in. It's when the show's over and everybody's on their Uber app trying to get out of there. Mm-hmm. So I think we might just watch a few Muse songs. Ugh, I hate to cut it short, but...
Well, see if you like it, though. I mean, maybe it's worth it or maybe it's not.
Right.
I'm telling you, Muse is a band that I kind of liked. And I still don't even play their records. I don't, ever. But seeing them live, I was blown away. You know what it is? So have you? In fact, it's funny you're wearing a Pink Floyd shirt of all things. Mm. My comparison would be Pink Floyd, and I've seen them once, but I've heard them talk about it. Their show, they sit still and play the music. And the show is the screen
and
the floating, you know.
The pigs on the wing.
The big floating things above the stage. That's their show is above the stage. They're just standing still and hope you don't look. They have a ton of stuff happening. I don't know that they'll have their whole deal at a festival type setup.
Right. Will they lug in their whole thing?
At the arena show I saw, they had tons of stage lighting and nonsense going
and
on.
And levels to the stage. And you say they had like all these catwalks the guy was running around. And
except this guy, the head guy who sings
Matt
and
Bellamy.
Plays guitar, Matt Bellamy, is a phenom. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, I've seen a picture of him.
Well, you came in and you were like, I saw a rock star last night. Like
that
a true...
guy looks like a dweeb.
Until you put a guitar on him and a mic in front of his face.
A pasty little guy that you'd never bet on in a million years. But he rocked. I was shocked. And it rocked. Like he was jamming on the guitar.
I know. I'll be so torn between wanting to stay and watch and wanting to... go catch an Uber.
And if I remember correctly, their bass player was like cigarette in the mouth guy. Just
mellow.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging here.
Not trying to keep up with that guy at all.
I'm just laying down the groundwork.
Right.
I'm just the backbone of this band.
So I think you'll like them, but you know what? If you're not.
Well, I love their songs, and we do play them at my house all the time.
Oh,
so,
you do?
Yeah. I mean, I love them, and my kids are way into them.
Oh, they're not going to want to leave.
Well, they're not coming.
What?
No, I'm not bringing my kids. Kidding me? You know what they want to do tonight? And it's funny because I kind of tried to get a ticket for my younger kid because he was like, I guess I kind of want to go. I'd like to see Muse. And so I was like fishing around trying to find him a ticket. And then he goes, oh, don't bother. We're going to go back to Bats Improv this weekend.
That's great.
I know. They loved that show so much. Of course, my kids are, I don't know. They're not, they just don't seem like regular kids. Like they're so into things that you'd never think that it's 17
really
and 19
the box kids.
17 and 19 year old would be into. But we dragged them to this. And I'm telling you, I dragged them to this Bats Improv thing a couple weeks ago because I knew that they'd like it. And but it's just not they're not huge, like they don't always want to go to the theater, but they loved the show. And I didn't realize how much they loved the show because they don't talk that much to us. But they told all their friends and all their friends were like, oh, yeah, let's go to that.
Wait,
let's go back.
So both kids are going back?
Both kids and a bunch of their friends are going back tonight to, you know, they just loved the whole thing.
It's nice that young people are getting involved.
I know. I think it's neat. It's so funny because now our joke at the house is, you know, Riley's going to quit Berkeley to go join an improv troupe. I'm like, just stick with Berkeley. You can always do that after. Just stick with school, kids. Stay in school. Stay in school. But anyway, I'm super psyched for that. Are you going tomorrow?
The plan is to go tomorrow. We'll see.
And bring the kid? Or
yeah, we're going to bring the kid. Yeah, we don't have... And plus, she's pregnant. It's a whole... I got a whole thing going
on. Maybe you should grab
right
a friend
now.
And go. You know...
I don't know if that's an option for me at the moment. I'm currently, you know, sort of family guy.
Trying to be the good family guy.
Yeah, I mean, I got away yesterday and went surfing with my friends.
Oh, fun. Oh, I did see that we share all our stuff on the Apple Watch. You had like, I mean, I won't be able to go back because I don't think I can do the historical stuff for anybody but me. But you had like... You burn like 1,200 calories or something. Like his rings were going around in circles, and I was like, "Whoa, Vinny, I was feeling pretty good, barely closing all my circles."
We were talking about the way it was worded. Your moment of whatever bliss, or
oh yeah, moment of joy,
mm-hmm. joy. And yeah. I was in it for 2-something hours yesterday.
So the surf was good.
It was
less windy yesterday, even though it was kind of a weird day.
I got lucky. Yeah. We had a lot of fun, and it was great. Yeah. I had a nice day, and then I went home, and I was fully family guy.
Yeah. Well, once you get in a little me time, you can really dedicate yourself to the fam.
Right. And the missus had volunteered to take on neighboring family's kids because they had something to do, so we had 3 other kids.
Oh, fun.
And the noise that is happening is beyond my kid. I guess she has found her scream voice. You ever heard a 4-year-old girl scream? It's that high-pitched girl scream. She's found it and loves it.
And uses it.
And I hear it.
Was she bossing anyone around?
No, she was just having so much fun that she started to cry when they went home. Like that.
Oh.
Don't let them go. We're like, they have to go.
Let them go. Just trap them in the basement.
Their parents are here.
Yeah.
You have sister coming soon enough. You'll have someone at home all the time.
Yeah, except that you won't be able to scream around her because she's trying to sleep.
Oh, the scream.
Oh, there's all the rules around a new baby. She doesn't like that.
Well, we'll see.
It's not going to go well.
We'll see. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. It's going to be perfect. She'll probably be very motherly.
Look, I wasn't into my brother, man.
Yeah.
And my mom tells me the story. I didn't even realize that this was the deal, but I was like, give him back. Not into this.
Yeah. Well, it had been all you for 2 whole years, you know.
Over it.
Who wants it? You got to watch Boss Baby. I mean, it's just this dumb thing, but Alec Baldwin is great in it.
Speaking of kids, what's he on? 5, 7?
Yeah. I think that him and his new wife are
Ilaria.
Did they just have their fourth kid?
I read that they just had another kid.
I think I reported that whenever last week. He's also got, because we talked about this and we wondered if Haley Baldwin was his, but she's a different Baldwin
kid. Yeah.
Boy's daughter. And then he's got Ireland. The thoughtless, rude little pig. That one. No, he's raised one of those.
I actually feel bad for him on that one. Sometimes kids are thoughtless, rude little pigs.
You know what? You have to have a kid. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, too bad he got caught on tape on that one. Because who hasn't been like, you have really let me down, you rude, thoughtless little pig. Sounds so much meaner when you're not actually in that relationship.
Yeah, I really... I don't know.
Oh.
I, That sounds completely on point to me, but all right.
Right, well.
I mean, I don't know the girl, but.
Yeah, but you do know kids. Now you're about to have two. Oh, it's going to be great. Hey, everybody. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Big show today. Happy Friday. We'll be right back with
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.